Hello. One of the things I'd like to talk about more in the future is population of the Earth and the fact that it has gone from being something that we think is just going to keep getting bigger forever to like having a real reality that population of the Earth is probably going to go down within my lifetime, which is wild. People have lots of really strong opinions on this. My main opinion is like, wow, that's strange. This is like the first time ever that any organism on Earth has decreased its population on purpose without the reason being famine or war or disease. But that's not actually what I want to talk about today. I think that it's really interesting as a science communicator, the different things that I can understand people talking about that I know is a filter that prevents other people from understanding things. There's just lots of shortcuts in the ways that people think, and that becomes jargon. The shortcut is very valuable if you understand it, and it is very impenetrable if you don't. And you kind of have to understand the background of why the shortcut exists before you can understand the shortcut itself. I would like to do a series of these, or like, I don't know, something where it's just like, people are talking, they're talking about people, I hear them whisper, you won't believe it. They think we're lovers, just undercover. I'll just ignore it, but they'll keep saying it. Anyway, now is there something going on here? No, I think that there's a bunch of like jargony things that a certain group of people have access to and that others, it becomes a wall. And I run across these constantly. I should start making a list. And for a lot of people, that's like, ah, yes, tragedy of the commons. I'm there with you and I see it. I see what you have said with those very few words, this complicated idea that comes along with that. And for many people, it's like, what just happened? The conversation has kept moving, and I am not a part of that liberal arts establishment that was taught the tragedy of the commons freshman year of college. But I will not talk about the tragedy of the commons today. I feel like most people know, but maybe not. Let me know in the comments if you'd like me to do a video on the tragedy of the commons. But I want to talk about first order and second order derivatives, because that, what a ridiculous and like what a useful concept. And you don't have to understand calculus to understand these things. I mean, it will help you understand calculus a little bit better, but you don't have to be able to do calculus. It's just a piece of jargon that's super useful if you understand it, gets across an idea, like the difference between the first order and the second order derivative, and even the third and fourth and fifth, if you want to do that. Like if you understand first and second, you like the third and fourth and fifth come along. Not that you're ever talking about fifth order derivatives, that would be weird. But I want to explain this concept in the form of population growth. So if we look at population growth, we see that the population is increasing. Right now, the growth of population is increasing. So the first order derivative is the rate at which population is currently increasing. And I think that that will make sense to you. The second order derivative is the rate at which the rate is changing. And for population, that is currently going down. So the population is still going up, but the rate at which it is going up is going down. That's the second order derivative. That's the whole concept. That's everything. The first order derivative is positive. The second order derivative is negative. But you actually can, and sometimes this doesn't make sense to do, but sometimes it does. You can look at the rate at which the rate is changing is changing. Now, that's a sentence that does, I think, parse. Maybe it didn't. I think it does. And the third order is then if the second order derivative is increasing or decreasing, and the fourth order is if the third order derivative is increasing or decreasing. And there's like physics and math reasons why you would look at this, but you kind of get it, right? All the first order derivative is the rate at which things are changing, and the second order is the rate at which the rate is changing. So if population is going up a certain amount this year, but next year it's going up like more slowly, the first order derivative is still positive. The rate is still increasing, but the second order derivative we see is going down. It's decreasing. And now you understand it. And if you ever hear somebody say first order and second order derivative are opposite of each other, you know that the rate is currently increasing, but you know that the rate at which it is increasing is decreasing. And sometimes the rate at which something increases, increases. And sometimes the rate at which something increases stays the same. And now you understand first and second order derivatives. All right. This video is brought to you by Study Hall. Right now, we've just started our statistics course free. You can watch it for free at youtube.com/studyhall, but you can also sign up and actually take the course for just $25. And if at the end of the course, you like the grade you got, you can actually pay to add that to your transcript with real college credits that you could use at all kinds of universities all over America. It's a way cheaper way to get college credit, a partnership between Crash Course and Arizona State University and the people at YouTube. Also, we've just launched our Learning Personalities quiz. You can go and take that quiz. You can find out kind of where you're at on your learning journey and get a little bit of advice based on those answers for like what's the next step maybe in your learning journey, what direction you might go off in, because there's a lot of ways to do education. You can enroll in the Study Hall Real World Statistics class right now. Also, the macroeconomics and psychology courses have a cohort that starts August 21st, so you can check all of that stuff out at the links in the description. And now we're going to play Connections, Fish Chick, Clip Entrance, Bangle, The Bangles, The Go-Go's, is that a thing? Gate, Charm, Passage, Board struck, thrill supreme. The Supremes, rivet, quote, extract. That's annoying. The Fishes are not a girl band. The Bengals and the Go-Go's and the Supremes are all lady bands. So that has to be something, right? The quotes, the thrills, the strucks, the boards, the passages, the charms? That sounds like something. Shoot! Ooh, this is tricky. Okay, passage. You book passage, you board. Ooh, the entrance and gate are similar words. Woof! There's a lot going on with, like, not very much information. I feel like I gotta check this. I don't love it, but I'm gonna try it. Well, like, charm, rivet, and thrill. That's why I don't like this, especially. Because I don't know who the charms are, if they exist. Is it worth just going for three? I don't want to be doing this all day. I got a lot of stuff to do. Guys, I'm gonna go for this. One away. So that probably is a thing, and I just don't know the band? I just don't know who these ladies are? Chicks? Is it the Chicks? That's a terrible name for a lady band. It's just like, here's the Chicks. Well, that makes me think that, like, charm, rivet, thrill, and something. What am I missing? Charm, to rivet, to thrill. What does that mean? It just means to, like, capture someone's attention, right? So, like, broadly. Because, like, charming and thrilling are very different. I don't know. This is a hard one. None of the rest of these, except for Chicks, make sense as a girl band. There's not gonna be the entrances. They weren't a big deal in the 90s, you know? We're gonna go with Chicks. Okay, that was one of them. Okay, and now we've got the gate is the entrance, the passage, and then board. I like it. I don't know what it is. But if that's it, then, like, I don't know what to do here because I've got rivet, charm, thrill, and nothing. Maybe there's, like, a tense problem I'm having and it is struck. But it's not. I'm charmed or I'm riveted or I'm thrilled or I'm struck. But not too rivet, too thrill, too charm, too struck. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go fish, extract, quote, and clip. No! An extract, it's a piece of text, and a quote is a piece of text, and a clip is a piece of text, so what am I missing there? A rivet, a thrill, a struck, a board, a passage! Whew, I saved myself there. That means that we've got rivet, thrill, charm, struck, and then we've got board, gate, entrance, and fish? I'm doing it. I don't know what it is, but I'm doing board, gate, entrance, and fish. No, but I was one away, though. Board, gate, and entrance sound like something. But it's not passage, because it's passage, quote, clip, and extract. Those are all, like, pieces of a broader work taken out by someone. And that leaves rivet, charm, and thrill. And fish? What the frick is going on? Passage, clip, quote, extract. So we know that's a thing. Let's just get these out of the way. I'd rather get purple second, if possible. Not a fan. I really thought it was all gonna come together when I got that second category, but I'm still stuck. Watch this, you guys. Starstruck, Stargate, Starbird. Is that how Starbird is pronounced? I think that's how Starbird is spelled. Star, Charm, Starfish. I just sat there and stared at that for a long time. And if this is the purple, I'm gonna be very happy. Rivet, thrill, charm, and entrance. What would that be? What category is that? All right, I don't know what it is. Rivet, thrill, charm, and entrance. What are you? Entrance! I didn't need that from you, connections. I didn't need that. That's the yellow, too! Entrance! Entrance! Entrance!